We have item number four, which is the purchasing and procurement policy.
Right, and I believe Dennis will be presenting.
Yep, he's on the line.
Dennis.
Can you hear me all right? Good
Yes.
afternoon,
Hello.
committee members. Good to see you all. So, this policy was originally adopted by the Mental Health Board in August of 2017. And so this revision, I guess, is a long time coming. But the purpose of the policy is to align BHHS procurement policy and practices with industry best practices. It's based on the American Bar Association model procurement guidelines. Also, the purpose is to align it with the current Milwaukee County and DHHS mission, vision, and values, and of the Milwaukee County Department of Health and Human Services. So many of the revisions in this policy actually pertain to a lot of changes in definitions, but I did just want to say that part of this is really, and I think probably the most impactful and weighty portion of this policy is the portion that does deal with the vision, mission, vision, and values of Milwaukee County, and that is promoting thriving communities in Milwaukee County through a health and racial equity lens. And so I did want to just touch on that a little further. And let just see if perhaps I can perhaps I can share my screen for just a little bit. Does that sound good to everyone?
Sure.
Yep, that's
Yeah,
fine.
sure. Yes, Dennis.
Yeah. Okay, so as I said, I think probably the most impactful and important revision is that our procurement policies line up with the Milwaukee County mission, vision, and values. And promoting contracting through and promoting healthy and thriving communities through a racial equity lens. And now my PowerPoint is not. Let's try this now. Here we go. And so we're probably all aware that in 2019, Milwaukee County declared racism a public health crisis. And there were a number of changes made to county ordinances back in 2019 and 2020. And then in 2020, the racism as a public health crisis was codified into the Milwaukee County Code of Municipal Ordinances. And then in 2021, DHHS Contract Administration entered into a consulting agreement with Cairo Communications, in which they issued their report on achieving equity in contracting, and issued it. And that report actually was presented to the Behavioral Health Board. So the procurement purchasing and procurement policy starts out with a number of whereas statements, which are found also in our model purchase of service contract. But I think, the most, again, the most salient and impactful portions of the policy is the part that recognizes the ability of Milwaukee County to make changes at a systemic level. And identify policies and practices that work in favor as the statement says, white people, and create barriers for black, brown, and indigenous people of color, or BIPOC communities. And whereas the ordinance ensures racial equity is a top priority of Milwaukee County, and that institutionalization of racial equity in the county's mission and vision and values is of the utmost importance. Whereas racism has been and is will continue to be defined as a public health crisis until race is no longer a predictor of quality or length of life in Milwaukee County. Whereas the vision of the county is by achieving racial equity, Milwaukee County is the healthiest county in Wisconsin. Whereas equity involves trying to understand and give people what they need and to enjoy full health, full and healthy lives. And whereas Milwaukee County has a countywide goal to improve equitable contracting service and delivery and develop an organizational culture of equity. So that is the preamble of our policy, and I think that is really the linchpin on which this policy pivots and hinges. And a lot of the changes in this policy entailed really clarifying a lot of definitions. There's an expansion of that. And then it also clarifies and qualifies some of the sole source definitions and requirements found within the contract. In particular, this policy updates the policy to conform with federal standards in the Federal Acquisition Register. It goes into a little more definition of the composition of review panel members. As some of you here today may be aware, that we've drastically revamped our approach to our RFP process and the composition of our review panel members. We've moved to a system whereas right now we have minimum number of five panels on our review panel committees, and these panel members are compensated for their time and effort with a fee. And the majority of these panel members may not be Milwaukee County employees. And we went into some definitions such as sole sourcing. So I think before I go into any further definitions, however, that I'll give the committee members present today an opportunity to ask any questions about things in particular that struck you in reading through the procurement policy, or if there are any other concerns or questions that you'd like to ask me today before I really continue with some of the highlights from this revision.
Thank you, Dennis. This is Maria. First of all, it's impressive, the whole endeavor of aligning the policy to include some of the significant changes that were made at the county level. I think this is really impressive. I did find a little bit of a spell check, though, on page 9, letter B. Yeah, where it says, it's under exceptions to competitive sourcing, letter B, purchases that meet, and I think it meant you mean non-competitive, but I think that the word maybe needs editing there.
Okay, we're talking about...
exceptions.
What heading? Exceptions?
Yeah, it's on page 9. Purchases that meet, and I believe you mean non-competitive sole source requirements, and I think that word competitive requires a recheck on the spell.
Let's take
it's that teacher in me, you know, Dennis.
No, I guess I wasn't aware of that, but in your history, but I always enjoy a presentation by a teacher, former teacher, because they're always done so well. So we can make that. We'll be sure to make that correction.
Thank you. This is great. Thank you.
Dennis, this is Kathy. I have the same issue. It says BHD throughout the document, and it should say BHS, is my understanding.
Yes, you know, and I am surprised. Somehow, I'm not sure where that crept back in, actually. And I will make sure that we are, in fact, using the final version. This went through a number of eyes, including Director Lappin or Administrator Lappin, and Lynn Graham as well was very instrumental. I thank her for her help. But I thought all of those corrections or changes had been made where we we did a search and replace. So so noted. I will make sure that. I thought that we had caught all of that. My apologies.
On page 4, under contractual personnel services, that first sentence doesn't make any sense as it's stated. An exception would be retired of form.
Oh, yeah. I see it.
Yep. So, I think that the content is great. It just needs some, proofing.
Some proofing.
Yes, and actually, Lynn did tell me that she made some proofing corrections. So I am wondering whether the report in front of you is actually the one that was proofed by Lynn Graham.
Yeah, because I'm looking at
to doubt that now.
I'm looking at the dates, Dennis, and so
they don't make sense.
Right. When I looked at BHD instead of BHS, and you look at the dates, that could be the issue. It may be the one, not the final one in front of us.
I apologize intensely. A little under the weather today. But I will make sure that is straightened out. I think that what you're seeing are some of the spelling and typo errors before the final edit. And we will certainly make sure that's swapped out. Other than that, the content should be the content that I submitted.
Can I just have a real quick comment here? I was talking about this with Jody this morning. Does the term, I know that the term BHD is statutory, and I don't know if this plays into this policy in particular, and some of it says BHS and others say BHD, but does that come into play with this policy where, you know, the term BHD and some of the policies are statutory, and we would have to make those changes at the state level?
I'll just opine here. I'm not a lawyer, but yes, for some purposes, we continue to identify ourselves at the Behavioral Health Division, because it is true that, for instance, when we sign a grant for the state, I accept it on behalf of the Behavioral Health Division, and I'm the Behavioral Health Division Administrator, because we haven't made those changes. It was more of a brand thing. That is actually quite complicated to change the name of your operating entity, and we haven't taken that leap.
Thank you.
Yeah. So by statutory definition, it's still the Behavioral Health Division. However, I believe even in our contracts, we state Milwaukee County Behavioral Health Division doing business, or also known as Behavioral Health Services. So that's something we can certainly work into there. I'm looking at my copy of the policy, and the spelling errors and the typos in BHD has been replaced on what I'm looking at on my screen. So again, my apologies. I should have taken a closer look at the draft that you received before today. My bad.
And Mr. Chairman, committee members, that could be on me too, because I never received anything from anybody. So I went straight to policy stat and I printed it from there.
Well, thanks for the clarification. And that was an excellent question. As far as the BHD and BHS in the statutory. So thank you for bringing that up and the clarification. With the language itself, I'm totally happy and glad that the language was included, and also the way that we are actually reviewing RFPs now is great. And so the content is good, just with the cleanup. And so I would ask that you present or even send out to the governance committee once you get the cleaned up version so we can review.
I will be sure to do that, absolutely. And thank you. And yes, I hope that this policy was intended to give the behavioral health services the broadest discretion and flexibility in responding to the needs of the community and still be in compliance with state and federal procurement guidelines. So I'm hopeful that it has achieved that, and that we can be responsive to community needs, certainly in exigencies and emergency situations. There may be instances where we may not have the time to go through a competitive sourcing process, but this certainly does live within both the spirit and the letter of federal procurement guidelines. So I appreciate your words of encouragement, also that everybody is on board and in agreement with the changes we made with regard to promoting racial equity in our contracting processes. So thank you all.
Absolutely. Thank you, Dennis.
So this is a recommendation item. Can I get somebody to recommend approval to go to the board?
I move approval.
Second.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong. Can we move approval for a cleaned up version?
Yes, for sure. Those
corrections
would be in the proofreading, the typos would be expected to be cleaned up prior to this going to the board on the 8th. From what, Mr. Chairman, committee members, from what Mr. Busing was telling us, that it already exists. It was just the wrong one in this packet.
Okay.
So he will forward me the proper version, and that will be the version that will go before the board.
Thank you.
Does that sound okay?
Yes. And Dr. Perez moved.
Yep.
So moved.
And then board member, committee member Eilers second the motion. So if everybody is in favor.
Aye.
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 Okay. It will be reported to the board as being unanimously recommended for approval.
Thank you, everybody.